Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio. Casey Conrad, Nancy Pellegrini here for our Motivational Monday. And I want to start out with a special shout-out to Mr. David Olson, who took the reins for me last week. It was more affirmation that, Nancy, you and I need to actually get together on a Zoom call so I can train you in the back office of the Blog Talk.
100% agree, and I can't wait to get back on the grid. So.
Yeah, you know, it's always challenging. A lot of people here on the East Coast were out of, power for a number of days last week. I know I had my generators going, was living out of my RV, and extension cords everywhere, trying to keep all the refrigerators and freezers in the apartments going that I own. And so, you know, you really have a greater appreciation for the things that we take totally for granted, like electricity, when you don't have any. So anyway, I know you're having a great time there up at the cottage, but as you said, Nancy, you know, the reality is that you want to get back to the grid so you can more easily connect.
Yes. And we've had our share of little storms come through here as well, which has been interesting. So, and I've had some bat in the cabin. So it's interesting times up here, but it's all been good. And but keep doing business while I'm off grid is quite interesting, actually. So, so Casey, what are we talking about today?
You know what I thought we'd talk about today is pace setter. And for those of you who are plugged in, which is probably all of you on Blog Talk, but, you know, let's revisit it. Pace Setter was a program that was rolled out on January 11th, and basically it was a continent-wide North America program that was designed for two things. Number one, to get 2020 started off with a bang. It was made available to every distributor in the company, whereby if you sold 5,000 points of Beamer products by, at the time, let's see, it was, I think, the end of April, so January, February, March, end of March, I think it was. Yes, you had all of January, then February and March. Hard to put it all together. Then you got $1,000 extra commission and the coveted pace setter jacket. Okay? And
that's
$1,300
in Canada. $1,300 in Canada.
Yes, I'm sorry. Here, I had that note down. I had that note down right here, and I completely spaced it. But, yes, $1,300 Canadian. 5,000 points, which basically meant you needed to sell four of anything, right? Four equine would have gotten you there as well. So anyway, and then of course we had the FDA interruption here in the United States, and of course in Canada you didn't have an interruption, but you did have an interruption because a lot of your business is here in the United States and things of that nature. Anyway, when we restarted the business, basically Albert went back to Liechtenstein and fought for us and said, hey, you know what? So there was like 6 weeks left when things got shut down of the promo. But you know what? We really just need to hit restart. And long story short is basically you need to hit 5,000 points from January 1st of 2020 till the end of August. So you had 8 months to sell 5,000 points. Now you say, well, wait a second, we were shut down for a number of months. Yeah, okay, but they basically gave you the entire time back again to hit Pacesetter and allowed all of the sales. And so anybody that hits that 5,000 points is going to be a Pacesetter. And the second part of that promo that is lost on a lot of people because, you know, we just, you know, had kind of gotten sidetracked while we were waiting in a holding pattern, but the Pacesetter was also the program that coincided with our Senior in 60 initiative. Look, we all know, folks, that people that get to senior, number one, they get a 50% raise, right? They go from 17% to 25% commission. The other thing is we know momentum creates momentum. So when you get someone out of the blocks into senior quickly, they start feeling good about themselves, and that create more success for that person. And so we had come up with as a company, okay, so anybody that enrolls in the year 2020 has 2 calendar months to achieve the rank of senior, and they will win the $1,000 commission and the Pacesetter jacket. So even though the promotion that was opened up to everybody in the company to create the momentum, which we did, by the way, we had improved our business by more than 20% in the month of January. And, you know, that was our initiative from corporate is to, how do we increase our business 20% a year? 20% a month, I'm sorry. And sidetracked myself here, squirrel. So if somebody joins, let's say, August 10th, let's say you enroll a new distributor today in August, they have 2 full calendar months. Basically, the rest of August is a freebie, and they've got all of September and all of October to sell, so the rest of August, all of September, all of October, to get to senior, and when they do, they will get the $1,000 extra commission and the coveted Pacesetter jacket. So this is going through the end of the year, even though for the company-wide, so it doesn't matter what rank you are, you could be an organizational director plus, and you are still eligible to be involved in the Pacesetter rollout program, I'll call it that, that ends at the end of this month. And what moved me today, Nancy, to talk about this was that last Thursday night, Chris Veronis sent all of the regionals their updated report on how many people they have in their region that are Pacesetters. And so for my region, that's the only one I know about, we had in that report, which was reflective of July 27th at close of business, so all of the back orders have not yet been processed, so you know there's going to be more people that actually reached it, but there were 66 people at that time that had reached Pacesetter, 36 that were somewhere in the 4,000 points, and another 65 that were somewhere in the 3,000 points. So this meant that these people needed either 1 or 2 more sales to achieve the rank, Pacesetter incentive. And so I spent much of the last week, Friday, and then, of course, today, calling everybody on this list. And just so you know, it's not that easy because their phone numbers don't come in. So you have to go in, check in your back office, find the phone number, blah, 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 blah. But it's been amazing because here's the amazing thing about it, Nancy. Number one, there was a lot of people that I called, three to be exact, which I thought was a lot, that didn't even know what PaySitter was. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Huh? You got 4,500 points and you don't even know what PaySetter is? Oh, boy, where have I failed? How do I improve this communication? And then number two, there were people that didn't know that they were that close. So they hadn't really been paying that. They knew what the program was, but they hadn't been paying that much attention to it. So here's my and we're going to talk about, like, why do you want to be a PaySetter here and what can you do to try to – you know, close out the month strong. But, you know, one of the things that I want to encourage everybody that's listening to Blog Talk, if you have any distributors on your team, go into your back office and look to see where their points are and is anybody getting close. If you're not, haven't been that engaged, and reach out to them and ask them, what can I do to help you? They might not even know about the program yet. And okay, maybe they do get a call from me, who knows? Maybe they don't answer the phone. I've left a lot of messages for people. But, you know, look, this is money that's just literally sitting there waiting for you to achieve. It's not something that only the top 10 or 15 or whatever get. Every person that achieves 5,000 points. And so I had one person say to me, hey, you know what? I didn't know that I was that close, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm already a senior. I'm going to go buy a Beamer in my back office for myself, which is already 25% off the price, and I'm going to get an additional $1,000 check. So that really brings down the cost of a unit when you know that, hey, your own personal sale is going to push you over, you know, push you over the finish line. So anyway, I know you've got a good-sized team, Nancy. How's your team doing with PaySetter? And how are you doing?
Well, I reached Jen, which I was really happy about. But team is the same thing with me now. It's been a bit challenging being off the grid, but I keep going over to my brother's when I can, and I'm checking on that and starting to make the calls because I have new people on my team that have signed up that I'm working with. But the same thing, like I've called people within my whole downline, and I don't like stepping on other people that have the teams that they're developing. What I do is I work with them and let them know, have you called them? Are you comfortable calling them? Do you want me to call them? Do you want to do a three-way with the people on your team to talk about this so I could help you, you know, maybe learn how to motivate? So I kind of have been doing that with some people that are building some teams. And we're doing three-way calls to get people motivated. But it's really important to, the minute you make that sale, is to let people know about that in out of the gate. And I think we forget to do that, right, because we're so excited that this person's coming on board, the new Beamer and their new distributor, and we want to get them to the back office, so we forget to tell them about this PaySetter thing. And like you say, it's money sitting there, and for the PaySetter thing, I mean, how exciting is it to get a 50% increase in your commissions and in your
Absolutely.
And in your discounts? You know, so I'm really working on that, and that's kind of on my list of things now to do as well this afternoon, is to just make calls to the people that I've signed up quite a few people lately, and just to get them, you know, motivated in that regard and support them in getting there, because who doesn't want to have the PaySetter jacket? It's a gorgeous jacket. And who doesn't want to throw an extra $13 or $1,000 in their pocket? You know, it's like, take your right hand, put it over your left shoulder, and pat yourself on the back for the work that you do, right? And your achievements. So mm-hmm. that's a big goal of mine, to get to the end of this month for sure. And
good. So what? Talk a little bit about why would someone want to be a PaySetter. You know, I talked about it with my managers this morning. You know, the reality is, in life, people follow leaders. That's what they follow. They follow leaders. People want to follow someone who is leading. And leading by example is the absolute best thing that you can do in anything in life. You know, and kids learn by, not by what you tell them, but what they see you do. And your distributors are going to be the same exact way. And so for me, being a pace setter is part of credibility that, hey, you know what? I'm walking the talk, baby. I'm doing the daily actions that are required in order to succeed with the business. Now, I get it. There are going to be some people that could care less about pace setter. The vast majority of distributors are not highly engaged as a full-time venture with Beamer, and that's okay. But who wouldn't want an extra $1,000? And, of course, for me, the jacket was more important than the money, because that is like, hey, I'm going to wear that jacket so proudly. You know, it's kind of like my symbol of my badge of courage, so to speak, that I was a pace setter. And, you know, this promo is only going on this year. So these jackets will only be available this year. But, you know, I know that being a pace setter and setting the example is incredibly, in my opinion, important when you are building a team. What say you about that, Miss Nancy?
Casey. What to say about that? I agree with you 100%. For me, it was more the jacket than it was the money, too, because it'll be my jacket of honor. You know, whether or not you're doing this full-time, part-time, regardless, it is a very achievable incentive as far as I'm concerned, and you're given a certain amount of time. And I think that leading by example, 100% agree with that. If your team sees your excitement and your motivation and you support that in them, you know, they get excited and then they want to do it. I've got a perfect example with one of my distributors. I kept was that little nudge for her, because I see people's potentials and sometimes it's just a little vote of confidence they need, you know, just that little, that little nudge. And I think as when we get into management, and even I think this, you know, quite frankly, Casey, I think becoming a senior distributor, if you've started a small team, to me, you're already in pre-management with Beamer in my eyes. And, you know, nothing's changed for me when I started to develop as a senior as it has since I shifted into the management role. I'm doing the same kind of thing with my dedication to the people that come on board with me. So it's just that their numbers are a bit getting larger, right? So
sure.
And I try to share that with people that are building, and I have that conversation. You mentioned some people come on as part-time, you know, those are the conversations you might want to have with your team members, you know, how far into this. And then that's always part of your pre-qualifying and, you know, your first beginnings of having a new distributor. Like, where do you want to go with this, you know? And I'm always telling them that I'm here to support you. So if you look at your numbers of your team, if you have a team, and really focus on supporting those ones that are really close to being there, and not even the ones that are close, because, I mean, some people could bang off 4 sales in 2 weeks, really. I mean, it happens.
Sure.
So
absolutely.
Discount the ones that are just, you know, you work with the ones that are brand new, but work with the ones that might have had some momentum, and then all of a sudden that momentum's petered off because of all the stuff that's been going on or that has gone on.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, you know, we've been given a reset here. And so I think it's good as people that are building teams to sort of reset your mindset to go back out there, you know, because it's our own mindset that can get us in our own way, right? So it's get out of our way and help others get out of their way so that they can get creative and motivated. So, yeah.
And that's a perfect segue, because let's talk about how to reach Pace Setter. You know, you still have almost 3 weeks to accomplish this, okay? So, in my opinion, there's 3 specific steps, and the third step has, of course, many possible steps, but the 3 steps to reach Pace Setter is, number one, set the goal. If you haven't yet set the goal, and I'm not saying that, like, okay, maybe you always thought the minute the program launched, oh, that would be nice. No, I am going to reach, you know, I am going to be a pace setter and literally have that expectation that I am a pace setter. I am achieving 5,000 points by August 31st. Is it 31 days in August? 30 days of September, April, June. Yeah, 31 days. Yeah. So, you know, I am a pace setter. I am achieving it by this date. You know, I've got a group of people that are going through Tony Robbins' personal power program with me at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. We're having such a good time. And today we talked about focus and managing your state with your focus and asking better questions and things of this nature. So this all comes into play with this. Having a clear goal, having that internal expectation, not, oh, gee, I don't know where I'm going to come up with another sale. Oh, I probably won't hit it. You know, well, of course you won't if you have that mindset and you're asking yourself those terrible questions. So having that is important. But then the actions. Then the actions, and that's where the meat of it comes in. Number one, you must go through all of your disclaimers and start reaching out to every person on your list. And how you approach it is you say to them, hey, Nancy, I know we haven't spoken in a while. You know, the last time we talked, you had a knee issue, and we got you on the Beamer, and it just wasn't a good time to even really discuss bringing a Beamer into your life. I don't know if that's changed at all, but let me tell you why I'm calling you today. Beamer, blah, 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 blah. And you go into the conversation about the new Beamer Go and the price point, and, you know, may I ask you a question? You know, what are some of the things since our last conversation that made you think about, wow, having a Beamer in my life would be a really good thing? So notice the questions I'm asking. I'm not saying, had you thought more about it? I'm assuming that they've thought about it. What are some of the things that have come through your mind or happened in your life that made you think, hey, boy, wouldn't it be nice if I had a Beamer right now after that workout or while I traveled or whatever the case may be? So just literally making the calls, Nancy, right? You got to do the work. Mm-hmm. You don't call people. What?
No,
what'd you say, Nancy?
Sorry, did I cut in there? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was clicking myself in. No, I was just, you said, yeah, if you don't, I was going to just say, if you don't call people, you don't, you know, nothing's going to happen. One of the things I just wanted to pop in here, Casey, was, you know, the prospect list that you have. One thing that I have been doing and I've done in the past and I encourage my team to do is not be afraid to ask people, to tell them, listen, there's this pace setter incentive and I just come on as a distributor. You don't even have to say that. I'm a distributor and I really want to achieve this goal for myself. And I know that you've been looking at this, you know, purchasing this. I'd be ever grateful if I could reach my goal. Like, to not be afraid of sharing what maybe your ambitions are, what your goals are, because some people, I mean, you don't maybe do that with everybody, but there might be some people that you're going to be confident and comfortable enough to actually put that out there and just say, gosh, I really want to achieve this goal by this time. You know, it would be so great if we could get this, your order in. I know, you know, whatever the case. I've done that. I've basically asked for support and commitment on certain things. And you'd be surprised how many people, yeah, and I you'd be surprised how many people go, you know, will kind of follow that and want, be excited for you to achieve a goal that you've set, you know, but I mean, but to a prospect that you know is really close to buying, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with that. They would have to be very close to buying. For me to feel comfortable.
No, for me too.
That doesn't mean someone else
buying.
Would. Yeah.
What I've also, done.
Go ahead. No, what I do to people is, I usually say to them, hey, listen, you know, if I'm going to talk about the pace setter, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? My company has a program, an incentive program in place right now, and, you know, there's this cool jacket that I want to win. I don't talk about the money typically out of the box. And then I say, you know, I know that you and I spoke about a Beamer and it just wasn't a good time for you, but here's what I am asking. Do you know of anybody that might be interested in learning more about Beamer because we have this amazing special going on right now where they brought this Beamer Go out for $39.90 and they've thrown in a cool backpack to make it easy for you to transport. So I don't ever ask them for their help in buying. I'm going to ask them for their help in referring a prospect. And then if they're interested, they're going to say, well, whoa. You know, what do you mean $39.90, right? So if you hadn't already called and talked to them about that, and even if you had called and talked to them about it, you can still follow up and say, hey, I know I talked to you about the special promo, and I know that it wasn't a good time for you. What I'm wondering is, who do you know? Blah, 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 blah. Go ahead.
No, that's absolutely asking for the referral of that, because then you put some interest and excitement in somebody as well. That's a really great point, Casey. And what I was referring to, like, I literally have had people that are close to purchasing, and that was one thing that I did say to them. I was very honest about it. But I also, this month, I'm also going to do a little something. Sometimes I try to throw a little incentive out there as well. Now, I know we sell the pro unit in Canada. So what I'm doing this month is I've got a little flyer I've made up that anyone who purchases a pro by August 31st receives a free travel bag. So it's just another little incentive, another little way for me to follow up to kind of circle back to prospects that I know that are interested, or ones that have signed up with the early distributor, like the distributor fee, and they're still like, you know, they're going to buy, but, you know, I just need to maybe sprinkle a few little incentives in. And I don't, you know, I mean, it could be anything. It could be a Beamer gear. Maybe, you know, you give away a Beamer mug or something. A lot of people like things for free when they're purchasing, you know, like a little incentive. So those are some things that I kind of do as well, just to sort of show that little incentive for them to
Absolutely, and I actually discussed the deal. Yeah, I discussed this on the manager's call this morning, and you know, I closed the deal just this week after the battery promotion, you know, closed out. And this person, even though I'd followed up on them multiple times and told them, "Hey, it's ending," they ended up not doing it in time and calling me back on like the 5th or something like that. Okay, we're ready, you know, but geez, can I get that battery promo? And, well, unfortunately, it's ended. Now, that when I say that to them, unfortunately, it's ended. And I told you it was going to end. That is like, bam, massive pain to them. Because even though they physically didn't lose anything, they lost that freebie. And I said, I tell you what. If you place your order by this date, I will actually split the cost with you. So you order your Beamer, I'll end up ordering a battery, and then you pay $104.50. You pay half of it, and you can just pay me directly, and I'll deliver it and install it for you. Now, if it's somebody that's distant, then I'd have them pay for it, and I'd end up sending them a check, because obviously going and installing it wasn't an option. But I prefer to put it in my back office, because then I'm saving, you know, another 10% on the battery. Not a huge deal, but it's another $30, you know. So I'm actually only out like $80 for the battery. But incentives work, as is evidenced by the fact that we sold 700 units in 24 hours when the battery promotion was ending. People, particularly people who live in North America, respond to the pain of a special going away, because like you said, everybody wants free stuff.
Great. You know, that's super. And you did a good thing. With splitting the cost, because then you're making them realize that, okay, you gave them an opportunity. So you're not giving them something, you're keeping value to everything
by having them commit to paying.
I'm not going to incentivize them for bad behavior.
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not.
Anyway.
But I mean, but you made a commitment on your end too, right, to support that.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, and that shows that you're committed to them in more ways than one. So let's go to the phone lines and open it up. Let's go to our first caller, 859-588, 859-588. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Claudia Smith in Lexington, Kentucky.
Claudia.
A question, please. Hi.
Sure.
I sold a Beamer in January. I sold one in February.
Yep.
Then we were shut down.
Yep.
So does that still, is that going to be included for this promotion or not?
Yeah, maybe you got on late, Claudia. Yep. Maybe you got on late and you didn't hear me say that.
I had another call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the company is including everything from January 1st until August 31st. So, yes, those 3,000 points count towards your PaceSetter goal. So you just need two more sales, either equine or human, and you will you'll be at the finish line.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. All right. Claudia, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Good. Yep. Okay. 801-473. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Casey. This is Cindy from Utah. Can you hear me okay? Because I know my headset hasn't been working great.
I can hear you fine, Cindy.
Oh, okay, awesome. So, first of all,
now you're gone.
I don't need... Oh, hold on. Let me put these away. Okay, how's that? Is that better?
That's better, yep.
Okay. So when I heard that the call was about the pace setter, I thought, I don't need to listen to this because I'm already a pace setter. But I think you always have just such great nuggets. You know, I have somebody who missed the sale, and I was thinking, oh, I should just get them a battery. But I love what you said about splitting it. So thank you for that, and also for the suggestion for the free bag instead. But I want to ask a question, if you know the answer to this. We had somebody who ordered a Beamer a couple weeks ago, and they were here in Utah. His wife was in the hospital, and now she's out of the hospital, and they're back in California. And because of the delay in shipping, now it hasn't been shipped. And the company is saying that Beamer is saying that the order has to be canceled and then replaced, but then it won't be the free battery anymore. And I'm just wondering if anyone has ever had a package redirected by UPS.
Yeah. So this is something that they're dealing with. And the actual policy, yes, is that please do me a favor, contact your regional director. They'll contact the powers that be and try to make all that happen. Do not contact customer service directly because they will get the standard answer. Now, it may not be able to be fixed, but we're trying to deal with a few of these situations. And if it's a, you know, egregious situation like that is, we'll do everything in our power to make it right for that person. And let me say this. In the absolute worst case scenario, that would be a situation where if it did happen, you know, I would try to just say, okay, I'm going to suck it up and I'm going to get their battery for them and buy it out of my back office just because, you know, that will go 1,000 miles. But contact your regional director. I've got one of those situations as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right.
Both
Cindy,
of you.
Thank
all
you. Congratulations. Congratulations on being a pace setter. All
right.
I
think we broke 5 setters on our team last week. Awesome, huh?
Sweet. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And for those of you that don't know, when I was doing one of the fast tracks, Cindy was on my team, and we kicked butt and took first place. So I've already shut you off, Cindy, so sorry about that. Okay. 713, I believe that's Sandra. 713-569, you're live on Blog Talk.
It is me. Good morning. Afternoon.
Good morning.
Wherever we are. Hey, so as I was listening to the rules for a new distributor becoming qualifying.
Yep.
does the start date apply if somebody, I have trainees who have not qualified yet. When would their start date begin? Would it begin when they became a trainee or when they qualify?
No, when they become a trainee, I would imagine, okay, because they're a distributor, okay?
Okay.
So
right.
It's not a junior distributor. It's you get 2 calendar months from your distributorship date.
Okay, wanted to be clear on that. Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Yeah, we got a couple more callers here. 386-405, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Casey. Good morning. This is Mary Knight. I was actually just going through because I had ordered a second unit to put out as a rental unit. I keep looking for the confirmations about my order and everything, and
yep.
Because I've ordered one previously, I got the no reply, Beamer Group, like the packing number, the invoice number, all that, but I got the thank you for your order for the second unit, the rental unit, but I haven't had any follow-up emails, and I haven't heard anything beyond that.
Yep.
So what's going on with that?
Mary, I imagine that you ordered it on the 28th, 29th, or 30th of the month?
The 31st, yeah, is the
yep,
day
well, there
that
you
I
go.
Got the...
You'll get it. They're
okay.
On back order, and the way the system
cool.
works is until there's actual product there, it won't kick out your web shop number. But as long as you have your, it's there, and you should be able to see
cool.
it in your pending orders, or if you go into your shop, you'll see that you have an order pending. It's no problem. It'll be there, and the points will show up, and all will be good.
Cool. Thank you so much. Really appreciate
that. Yeah, no problem, Mary. Good call on that, because that's a heck of a deal. And, hey, I say to people, if you get Pacesetter, really, you're getting a Beamer pretty darn cheap. So good for you.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, 407-421, 407-421, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Denise from Orlando. And I have a question. When we're using the B-pad, the strap down our back for the basic program, and then we put it between our legs as part of the basic program, is that both supposed to be on the same intensity?
Yes, you would definitely want to have it on the same intensity, because remember that with the basic plan, you're going intensity, assuming you're in week, you know, say 7, you know, you go intensity 3 for a week, 4 for a week, 5 for a week, 6 for a week. So when you have the Beamer on the low intensity, duplicating the basic plan, then you would want to stick with that same intensity for that week. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. But I mean, the same intensity for between the legs and the back.
That is correct, because you are on the basic plan that week. If you had a B body, the whole body would be at that same intensity.
Right.
So yes, I would use the same intensity for the week. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. I just wanted confirmation on it. And
yep.
What would happen if you forgot to turn it to low?
Oh, well, you'd get a localized application.
Okay.
That's it. Nope.
All right.
You know, not going to hurt. I've done it many, many times over the last 6 weeks since I've been using the B-pad just because I wanted to see how I felt. And so, yeah. It's not a big deal, just you're going to get the higher intensity. So I do find that when I do that, or when I do the other way, forget to turn it on high, I notice that it's not as effective for that particular,
right.
issue. Yep.
And one thing I have noticed that I just want to put out there, I don't know if anybody else has noticed it since we've been using the strap instead of the B-body.
The B-pad.
The B-pad, I'm sorry. I've been putting it on at night on the intensity 2, like they said, for 20 minutes and before I go to bed instead of the sleep program. And basically,
yep.
I've been doing better with that than I did with the sleep program.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So just because I want to make sure everybody's clear, there is out there, this is nothing specific from corporate, but there is out there people that have experimented with Beamer. They went into their editor mode, on. If you don't know what this is, then you go contact the person that introduced you or get to a team manager. But go into the editor mode, and like Denise has done, she's made a program, probably program 4, and she created it 20 minutes at intensity 2, no plus. And that's, people call that the relaxation mode, and it's as close to a sleep mode, if you will, that you could get without a sleep mode. So she's saying that she's actually done better with that, and so fantastic. I love it. I love it.
And thank you guys for all you do.
Oh, you're welcome, Denise. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, last caller, 386-405. 386-405, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning. Or was
hey
that the
there,
same caller?
It's Mary again. It
yep.
is. It's actually follow-up to the last caller. I didn't know that it was going to be, but I just felt led to push one to share this little testimonial. I know tomorrow's testimonial on Tuesday, but this will leave everybody on a high note. My dog was having some issues.
And you know what? You know what, Mary?
Yeah.
Mary?
Yeah, save it.
We can no longer share off-label
okay.
animal stories. So I apologize.
Thank
but
you.
If,
That's okay.
if we share an off-label story, they'll remove this recording from the back office. So
yeah,
I'm
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
no
but
problem.
But thank you. Okay.
Sure.
Awesome. Yep. I hate to have to do that, folks, because there's no one that likes an animal story like I do, but, you know, we now basically are prohibited. We can only share horse stories publicly. If you want to, you know, if you're with someone, family member or friend, you know, that's completely up to you, but we want to make sure we're following all the guidelines of the FTC and the FDA. So, Nancy, any final thoughts on being a pace setter?
Sorry, you were in my pocket on mute. I'm multitasking. I'm just stuck in my pocket. Anyway, one thing I wanted to throw in there, we talked a little about doing some little incentive things. Keep in mind that we're in business for self right now. So anytime that you do a little purchase or, you know, you have a little giveaway that you decide to do, that's an expense for you. So that can be handed into the accountant as a Beamer expense, that you can expense that out. Just keep that in mind. I also have that conversation that people come on as distributors because they, you know, I the excitement that people start hearing that when I go, well, hang on to your fuel receipts now, hang on to these receipts. Well, your purchase, if you become a distributor and it's something that you might want to use when you're trying to get somebody on board that is interested, let them know that when they purchase their Beamer, that is a business expense. And so
yep.
they get to have a certain depreciation of that, the value of that, and that is great for people when, you know,
yep.
you remind them that they're now in business for self. So that's something that you might be able to use a little bit to get people on board. And
cool.
And I say,
okay.
let's put the challenge out there to really, really get your team and yourself to that pace setter, because we will be having our virtual convention and there will be recognition at the convention. And what? Why not? I mean, set a goal for yourself, as you mentioned earlier. You know, and I really love the I
yep,
am
and
statement.
Nancy, we got about 20 seconds left. So
then you close her out. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay, so guys, get out there, be a pace setter, and improve the quality of other people's lives by introducing them to Beamer, and let's close out this month strong. Have a fantastic day.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it.